there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bredestein Pinza AT. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Meat Friday. We'll check in with Laura Rutledge from the Mothership. She's doing hosting duties there. You have the Jaguars and the Broncos in London coming up this weekend. That'll be on ESPN+. She gets to sit down with Russell Wilson. And I'm not sure if that's today or not. But what question do you want to ask Russell Wilson? 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle, DP Show. Ravens have won back-to-back games for the first time this season. Bucks have lost three in a row. The Bengals will not be having Jamar Chase for at least another month. Tonight it'll be World Series Game 1. College football weekend, Ohio State at Penn State. Notre Dame is an underdog at Syracuse, Florida at Georgia, Oklahoma State, Kansas State, Kentucky at Tennessee, and Ole Miss and A&M. There's potential for a surprise or two here. I'm not sure if Notre Dame losing to Syracuse is a surprise. I don't know. The Cuse is favored by...
I got Syracuse 2.5.
Okay. Florida, Georgia. Go ahead, Todd.
I was curious what the Florida-Georgia line might be.
Okay. All right. All right. He's been sitting on that one all morning long. That's never been used before.
You don't think so?
No.
That's great. I'm glad I came up with that.
Florida-Georgia line. Thank you.
What is that song? Turn the radio down, turn the window down, the radio up. They got some kind of song.
Yeah.
Probably roll the window down.
Yeah. I don't think you turn a window.
Yeah, you probably roll it down.
Yes, Marv.
It's called Cruise, Fritzy. Know your Florida-Georgia line.
Oh, okay. Good pull by you.
Nice.
Bloop.
Yeah, I like that. By the way, it's a Meat Friday, in case you're wondering what's on the Traeger grill. The Sloppy Joes and the Chicken Nachos. Who has it better than we do?
No one.
Nobody does.
No one.
Although those are two of the lamest pumpkins ever carved. It was Weeks, our cameraman, and Tyler out in the kitchen area. Those are sad, sad pumpkins. Did you guys see them?
I just appreciated that they were actually carved.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I probably would have just kept them clean, not done anything. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, they don't look very... If you're watching on Peacock, those are kind of sad pumpkins. Those are sad.
On the way out, I asked Weeks, the cameraman, for a statement. He said, they're great. It'll all make sense later. I don't know if there's something more to it.
Mm. Yeah, those aren't good pumpkins.
The second one's funny.
It's sad. But in a funny way, I guess. All right, it's a Meat Friday. Your phone calls are always welcome. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, stupiddanpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Troy Aikman next hour. It is a Fritzy Friday, and our Friday Fritzy. He is fired up today, but that was first hour. How you feeling? Second hour, your Astros in action tonight, and nobody loves the Astros quite like you.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good.
Thank you, Todd. The hour two poll question, Seton.
23-year wedding anniversary Sunday. I'm in good spirits. I'm
I know, but I didn't
why.
Ask. I didn't ask.
Who cares? It's not like a big, it's like a silver or gold year. It's 23.
Are you getting your wife anything?
Yeah, I got something worked out.
What do you mean?
I know we're going to go out for a nice dinner. There'll probably be flowers and a card involved. And she told me not to get her anything, but we all know what that means.
Yeah, you have to get something. Yeah.
You don't have to get something. You want to get something.
Yeah. You have to get something.
I really should.
You do.
It's been a long stretch for her.
Here's a question. Will Fritzy get something for his anniversary? Mm-hmm.
That is a much bigger question.
Mm-hmm. I'm not one I'm cared to indulge.
What's the poll question for hour two, Seton?
We're going with Paul's smoking hot poll.
Whoa.
Everyone wants it.
Great segue. Interesting enough, hour one's poll question, who would take the mulligan? 69% have Tom Brady. Followed Russell Wilson, only 31%.
Mm. Here is Tom Brady after the loss last night.
I think we've struggled pretty much at everything, you know. We just struggle in the red area, struggle in third down, struggle in the run game, two-point plays, short yardage, backed up, and start first quarter, start of the third quarter, not very good offense football.
Anything go well? Did they do anything right? I got to put a lot of blame on the defense, too. Because, you know, the Ravens carved them up. Defense, you know, they're supposed to be good. Yeah, see.
What percentage of this do you put on execution versus play calling for the Buccaneers? They keep kind of, they can't run the ball, but they're trying to go with that, like, dump off screen thing over and over again that does not work right now.
Yeah.
And that you could see that every week it hasn't worked.
Yeah, I just wonder when you don't. You know, Brady doesn't have the time to throw. Even when he did, he wasn't on the mark.
Mm.
You just want, I mean, he doesn't look good. When you see him at these press conferences, I mean, his face, he looks really gaunt. And maybe that's on purpose, I don't know. But he doesn't look healthy. And that team, you lose three in a row. I mean, you still got hope because you're in that division. And you look at the schedule, you know, they're going to be 5-7 at some point this year. And then you got Green Bay. Green Bay goes to Buffalo. Can they win? Sure, there's a chance. Didn't the line start out at like 10, 10.5? Has it gone to 11.5 with the Bills? Yeah, Paulie.
The Vikings, by the way, they had the Cardinals, Commanders, two winnable games.
Yeah.
Then they're at the Bills. 13th of November.
Yeah. Ouch.
Gets a little juicier for them.
Is Buffalo favored by 11.5 now? Oh, I want to play this. You know, I have the gambling podcast with Bad Larry, Dylan, and Che and Irving. We'll have that for you coming up. And we'll play a little clip of what we recorded. And it's become a great podcast there with Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble, available at danpatrick.com. Laura Rutledge set to join us. ESPN Plus exclusive coverage of the Broncos and Jags Sunday morning, and they start at 9:30 a.m. Eastern from London. Steve Levy, Dan Orlovsky, Lewis Riddick, and Laura Rutledge on the call. And you can subscribe to ESPN Plus. Go to ESPNplus.com or ESPN the app. Laura Rutledge, the host of NFL Live, joins us from London. Where are you right now?
So I walked down the street from our hotel trying to find a very London-looking background, and it turns out I'm in front of a convent, so that made me laugh.
You know,
I don't think I'll be joining today, but you never know.
You still get that feeling when you're there in London. There's all these jerseys from all these different teams. If you were going to describe the feeling that you have NFL-wise in London, like, what's the vibe?
They love it. They're so excited to have NFL games here. I think the fandom sometimes is underestimated from the international fan, but especially here in London. And I really have run into a lot of people who, you know, whether it's been me talking about this game being on ESPN Plus between the Broncos and Jaguars, or just sometimes people watch NFL live over here, so they've asked me about the show. I've been surprised at the interest, to be completely honest. And I think we are expecting a great turnout at Wembley on Sunday. I think they're going to be even more excited as the NFL continues to try to make sure its imprint is felt internationally.
Do you have access to Russell Wilson?
We're talking to him tomorrow.
Okay.
Yes.
If I gave you one question, what are you asking?
I think I want to ask him what's gone wrong in his mind so far, because so much of his quotes, and I think what sometimes has turned people off this year, you know, listen, you can be Russell Wilson the way that we know him to be if you're winning a lot. But I think people would like for him to acknowledge what's going on and where there's a misconnect or a disconnect between him and the coaching staff. And, you know, listen, the way the NFL works, we know this. Quarterbacks and high paid players don't necessarily take all the blame when it comes to moving on from them. It's too difficult to do. So it ends up being the coaching staff that shoulders a lot of that blame. But I would like to know, and I will ask him this question, you know, from his standpoint, why haven't they won more games? And why has the offense looked so incredibly stagnant?
And it's difficult, as you know, that he's always Mr. Positive. It's rare when he gives you a real answer. I think when he gave me a real answer after the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, that led to, oh, my God, there's something really going on there. And everybody was surprised.
Remember that.
That's the frustrating part, is you're trying to get a real answer. Like, how much does this hurt that Seattle's doing well? They gave up so much to get you. And you know, but then how much do you press him to go, you know, I want to get a real answer out of you?
I think you try. And with him, I mean, as you know, I'm not just saying this because I'm on your show. I think that your answer from him about his issues with the offensive line and the front office, that was one of the first times we actually heard him break stride from what we've known him to be for all this time. And so it's very rare that he does that. I don't know what you did that day. It must be because you're an excellent interviewer. But I think that, you know, people would love to see some of that wall broken down. And listen, there are plenty of people that love him the way that he is. Those aren't the loudest voices right now because he has struggled and because this team has struggled. But it's fascinating. It's a bit of a, outside of football, fascinating case study in a prominent figure who is struggling and fails to realize maybe the importance of being candid and a little bit more open with the public.
But it feels like it's open season on him.
I think it's a little too much.
Seattle didn't want to keep him. It almost feels like the public turned on him, like, yeah, you wanted out of hey, you got what you wanted. But it feels like even the Subway commercials, I mean, we're analyzing everything here, Laura.
Yeah, I think it's overboard. I think, listen, he's not immune to criticism and shouldn't be, right? Because that's what happens, you know, to whom much is given, much is expected, and all the things. But I think it's a bit overboard. To me, the personal attacks are too much. I don't see the need for that. But I realize that what happens in this world is when you're really successful and when you've had, you know, to your point, you've had the opportunity to go get what you wanted. Seattle said, fine, we feel good about what we have. And in fact, it's funny, I was with them preseason, and we actually felt like they were overzealous in their praise for the team that they had and for Geno Smith. And they didn't look great in preseason, but it's preseason, right? And so now seeing their offense click the way that it is and seeing them play so well, we're kind of like, okay, you know, I think we know why they felt good about moving on from Russ. And that's not even a slight at Russ. I think it's more that they felt good about who they had. So to me, you know, it goes back to, I get it. You got to criticize the players on the field, and that's part of our jobs. But I do think some people have gone too far in some of the personal attacks, and I think that's affecting Russ, too. I think he sees more of that than you would expect him to see, and it affects him more. And I'll be interested to ask about that, too, when we meet with him ahead of this game.
talking to Laura Rutledge. She's joining us outside of a convent. That doesn't cleanse that doesn't cleanse any of your sins. Just letting you know,
I'm
you're
hoping
just...
to, you know, can you guys help me out here? Like, wash me clean.
That's not going to help you in the big picture. Just letting you know.
Yes.
The Broncos Jags Sunday morning, 9:30 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Plus. Steve Levy, Dan Orlovsky, Louis Riddick, Laura will be there on the call. And you can go to ESPN Plus. If I gave Tom Brady or Russell Wilson a do-over.
Whew. Yeah, I think they'd take it.
Right? Both of them? Do you think Brady would take a do-over and just stay retired?
Yeah, don't you think he would? And he would say, let me just go ahead and commit to TV. Let me, you know, take the personal side of it out of there. Let him just say, let me kind of step into this next chapter of life. And listen, I mean, in his defense, coming into this season and when he thought he was coming back, you know, he immediately calls his center. He says, let me make sure you're back. He assembles a team that he thought was going to be a team that would have great success, especially in an NFC that you looked at preseason. You said, ah, who knows? Maybe it's the AFC that's got more of the talent and be more competitive. The NFC felt a little bit winnable, kind of still does, you know, outside of maybe the NFC East. But anyway, you know, and then those guys start dropping like flies. And you expect more out of the run game. You think that Leonard Fournette's going to be more productive. You think you've got the O-line to protect him. And really, he had been so well protected there, and they'd had so much consistency on that O-line that I think we kind of took for granted with this Buccaneers team. And, you know, the thing that had shocked me is I thought Todd Bowles would have a better handle on being a head coach when it comes to the defense, too. I'm sure Brady thought that as well. He's looking at this defense saying, hey, you know, this defense has been what's carried them, right? And so I would imagine, knowing what he knows now, he would say, wait a second, let me not mess around in that. And I think we saw that last night. I mean, I don't blame him. He looks completely befuddled and simultaneously incredibly frustrated by what he's enduring right now.
The story of the year in the NFL, not Tom Brady off the field, but what is the number one story to you?
I think the number one story to me is some of these veteran quarterbacks we thought would have great success going to different spots and not doing well. I mean, who had Matt Ryan being benched for Sam Ehlinger? You know, things like that we all kind of looked around and said, wow, this movement in the offseason is crazy. And we're going to see, you know, so many of these teams that were so close, the Colts being a great example of that, being contenders but without a quarterback. They're just missing the quarterback, so they finally got one, so they're going to be right up there in the mix. And then they bench Matt Ryan, and you know, everyone's talking about Frank Reich's job security, and it, to me, those are things that I didn't see coming. So I would say that, and you know, in turn, kind of the flip side of that story is some of these younger quarterbacks, these quarterbacks that are able to be dual threaded. Jalen Hurts, for example, and certainly the athleticism that we see out of the Josh Allens and the Joe Burrows, and obviously the Patrick Mahomes of the world, just these wild plays, but also the ability to handle these offenses so well. These younger quarterbacks are ushering in a new age. And we've seen the beginnings of it, but I think this year might kind of put a stamp on that with who we see in the Super Bowl and who we see continue to have success.
I'll leave you with this very important question. Thanksgiving dinner, you can only invite two. So Dan Orlovsky, Marcus Spears, and Mina Kimes. But one doesn't get invited.
Oh, man, that one's tough. I'm going to leave out Dan, but it's not because I don't like Dan. Dan is like family to me, but he's so annoying with his food and his lack of taste. That I really appreciate food, and I would probably be cooking Thanksgiving dinner for my friends, and so I would be frustrated by having to make such bland food to satisfy his remedial palate. I'm going to go tell him. I'm about to see him. I'm going to go tell him that I left him out of Thanksgiving dinner. He won't be surprised.
Doesn't he put ice cubes in red wine?
Oh, yeah. Imagine, you know, listen, I'm not a pretentious person, but you sit there at dinner, you think, oh, we're ordering a nice bottle of wine. You know, you got the group there. And all of a sudden, you know, he says, hey, excuse me, to the waiter, can I get a cup of ice? And he proceeds to then pour it into the wine. The police are coming. Awful. 911 on that blasphemy toward wine.
I think those are the bad take police. They're coming after you.
Exactly.
Have fun over there. Great to visit with you. Congrats on all your success. Thank you, Laura.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
It's Laura Rutledge from the Mothership. ESPN Plus will have the game. The good news for the Broncos is if they don't play well, it'll be at 9:30 in the morning, ESPN Plus. But if they play well, you're probably not going to see it either. But, these standalone games, we always have a referendum on those. That's why last night you're talking about the Ravens and the Buccaneers. Sunday night, you're going to be talking about Packers and the Buffalo Bills. Monday night, it'll be the Bengals without Ja'Marr Chase against the Browns. That's how it plays out, these standalone games. Let me take a break. Running a little bit late here. When we come back, Chris Mannix says now is the time for the Lakers to make a move. We'll get his thoughts not only on that team, but also the Nets are struggling once again. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you
know, I didn't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories for 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It all comes down to this. The final showdown between Laurie Strode and Mike Myers, 45 years in the making. Catch the epic conclusion of the Halloween franchise with Halloween Ends in theaters and streaming only on Peacock. Our stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. NBA tip-off hotline presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Use the promo code Patrick. Make any $5 bet this week. Get $200 if your team wins. I was reading Chris Mannix's latest column, one of the great writers with the NBA and senior writer with Sports Illustrated. Mannix joins us on the program. Before I get to the NBA, white men can't jump. Good. Great. Eh.
Oh, great. Yeah. And hopefully not to be remade in some haphazard way over the next few years.
I think it's being remade. Isn't Jack Harlow the rapper? Who else is in that movie, Marv? Do you know?
Efforting.
Okay. Yeah, it's being...
I had this feeling, though, Dan, when they remade Point Break years ago, which wasn't actually terrible, the remake, it wasn't awful. It could have been a lot worse. It just didn't make any sense. I mean, if you had given me like the option of going to a theater to see Keanu Reeves, Gary Busey, and the old Point Break, or a new Point Break that I've never seen, I would have chosen the old Point Break in a theater. I feel the same way about a White Men Can't Jump remake.
All right, Marvin's working. Yes, Paul.
Yeah, we have multiple confirmations. White Men Can't Jump is in production. Blake Griffin's one of the producers.
Uh-huh.
The musician Jack Harlow is set to make his acting debut in it, and that's about all the details right now.
That's not going to go well.
Wait. Well, who's going to be his counterpart in White Men Can't Jump?
It says a gentleman by the name of Sinqua Walls.
Oh, all right. Well, maybe he's got more game than Wesley Snipes did. All right, Mannix. The Lakers situation, I know that you said you got to make this move right now. But and if you're the Pacers, if you make this move, they're in the Victor Wembanyama sweepstakes, so they'd like to unload whatever talent they have. Why hasn't this deal been done?
Because it's a steep price for the Lakers to pay for two players that may not guarantee them anything more than a playoff appearance. You know, the teams that are talking to the Lakers, they want at least one or both of those 2027 or 2029 draft picks. And they want them unprotected because the expectation is the Lakers who, look, even though they won the championship in 2020, in the last, I think, 9 years, they've only been to the playoffs two or three times. Yeah. So there's a pretty good chance that when we get to 2027 or 2029, that team is a mess. But the Lakers, you know, they made their deal, Dan, when they extended LeBron James. They committed to doing whatever it took to win a championship over the next 2 or 3 years. So while I agree that Miles Turner and Buddy Hield doesn't guarantee anything, it at the very least makes you better right now. And at the very least gets you into the playoffs. And once you're in the playoffs, maybe you can lean on LeBron to do something special. But you ask what the holdup is. It's the steep price the Pacers have been asking in the past the Lakers to pay.
Yeah, but I start to wonder if the Lakers front office is saying, hey, LeBron, you got yourself into this. You get yourself out of this. We don't want to mortgage our future when you're not going to be here. Do you think there's any validity to that?
Well, there was validity to that before LeBron signed the extension, right? Like, if LeBron had not signed that extension, we wouldn't be having this conversation. The Lakers would be completely justified in not mortgaging the future for a guy that may only be there for the remainder of the season. But LeBron extended for two more years. He's going to be a Laker. God knows how long his career is going to last, but at least through these remaining quality years of his career. So the Lakers, when LeBron did that, look, this isn't conjecture. Rob Pelinka came out and said last month, we're going to do whatever it takes, including those picks, to make the Lakers better. Well, the deal that's available right now, the best deal available, involves Indiana and involves Miles Turner and Buddy Hield. And it feels like, Dan, that this is going to get done eventually. Like, I keep hearing the Lakers, they're going to wait till Thanksgiving before opening up things for Russell Westbrook. That's like, I don't even know what the comparison is. It's like, wait till Thanksgiving before I decide which swimsuit model I'm going to go out with. Like, the market's open for Russell Westbrook right now. He's available right now. There just is no team out there other than maybe Indiana or perhaps Utah who would offer up a Mike Conley-centered package, maybe Jordan Clarkson, to get a deal done. So the Lakers, they've got to do it or else this season, it very easily could unravel quickly.
And then meanwhile, you have the Clippers, who nobody talks about. Now, I know that they're up there with being one of the co-favorites or, you know, one of the three favorites right now. But what do you see with the Clippers so far?
You know, I'm going to reserve judgment on the Clippers until around Christmas time because I don't – like the Kawhi sitting out games this early because of the knee is problematic. He's 15 months removed from surgery. Like that's well past the normal time it takes for players to recover from a procedure like that. There's a chance, and I've talked to people within the Clippers, that they're just being overly cautious, abundantly cautious with Kawhi over these first couple of months as he re-ramps up. But I think around Christmas time, we'll know what we have with the Clippers, not just if Kawhi is able to play 75-80% of the games and still be the old Kawhi Leonard, but also is their point guard position championship level with Reggie Jackson and John Wall, some of the depth they have on that roster. I just need more information about the Clippers before I can judge if they are the finals contender we believe they're going to be.
I know it's a small sample size. The Nets are off to their worst start since 2015. They won 21 games that year. They fired Lionel Hollins as the head coach. I'm watching. I mean, Kyrie had some unbelievable plays last night. Crazy, crazy, unbelievable plays. But it still comes back to Ben Simmons. It's you can't watch the Nets without just watching Ben Simmons, what he does and what he doesn't do. And I'm wondering, at what point is this – can you make him a starter? Can you bring him off the bench? I guess he's a liability here, Chris. I guess there's no other way to put it.
He's not a asset right now, that's for sure. Watching that game last night, he had a couple of good moments. He defended well at times on Luka Doncic. He finished a couple of shots around the rim. But Dan, you can see it in his eyes. He's not comfortable in a position where he's going to have to shoot. Like, you can see it. Like, when the camera pans to him, he has that kind of deer in the headlights look when it's an opportunity for him to either take a shot or collect a ball near the rim, whether it's he's afraid he's going to miss. He had that air ball layup, which was not good. Or if he's afraid to go to the free throw line where he's still not comfortable shooting free throws. I don't think the Nets have much of a choice but to keep rolling him out there 30, 35 minutes per game and showing confidence in him, because that's what this is all about. The skills in Ben Simmons are still there. All the things that made him great in Philadelphia are still there. His confidence right now, though, looks like it's just a wreck. Mm-hmm. So if you're the Nets, the only way to rebuild that confidence is to play him and to keep pushing him out there and see if time resolves some of the mental issues he's been dealing with.
Talking to Chris Mannix, the Sports Illustrated senior writer. This Klay Thompson situation, I don't know if it's a big deal, little deal, no deal, but minutes are reduced. He's struggling. He's not the player he once was. I don't know if he ever will be, but, you know, what happened with Devin Booker? What do you make of that? Is that just a one-off that, hey, bad night and, he'll be okay down the road?
You know, we'll see. It was certainly the level of frustration we haven't seen from Klay Thompson in the past. When I talked to scouts about Klay before the season, I talked to people that watched or were involved with in the Dallas series. And the one thing that kept coming back consistently was, look, Klay's still making shots. Like, you leave him open, he's going to beat you every single time. But he's not as quick off the dribble as he was before the injuries. He's not the defender he was before the injuries. And we're now a good distance away from his return to basketball, and he's still not that guy. Now, will that come back over time? I don't know. But Klay Thompson right now in his 30s, it's unlikely he's ever going to get back to being the player that he once was. And I guess it all depends on how Klay deals with that. Like, is he willing to accept some limitations in his game? Because those limitations are there right now. It doesn't mean he still can't be a top player. He helped that team win a championship. They didn't win a championship without him last season. But I don't believe we'll ever see the Klay Thompson we saw before the two injuries, because his body, you know, at least the people that watch him tell me, his body just isn't letting him do the things he was used to doing.
How are my Cavaliers doing?
Well, when Ricky Rubio comes back, they'll take off. But right now, they're playing. They're great, Dan. Like, they look, they're 3-1, right, with Garland still dealing with the eye injury. The Mitchell trade looks like it works. They're still trying to figure out who goes in that Lowry Markkanen old spot, whether it's Isaac Okoro, Dean Wade. They're throwing a bunch of guys in there. But the Mitchell deal worked exactly as they wanted it to work. They needed another playmaker. They needed a perimeter scorer, and that's exactly what Donovan's been. He's averaging almost 30 points a game, and he's playing defense at a level we didn't see last year in Utah. I mean, I still can't buy the Cavs as a contender this year, because there's too many young pieces there. Like, I don't know what Evan Mobley's going to do in the playoffs. Mitchell has had playoff success, but not at the highest level. Garland, same thing. Don't know what he's going to do in the playoffs. But of all the young teams in the league that are kind of on the brink, that's the team I'd want to be the most, because they've got enormous upside over the next couple of years. And if Mitchell is happy there and wants to stay around and wants to extend his contract, that's a team that can be a contender for multiple championships down the line.
We're going to have that moment this year, it feels like, with Victor Wembanyama and these teams that, you know, managerial tanking, I guess. We're going to see this maybe with the Pacers. Maybe we see it with them. I thought Utah was trying to do that. But how do you discourage tanking if you're the commissioner?
I mean, what was that? What did the owner in Major League do? You trade away all your good players. Like, that's kind of what you do. I'm sure Danny Ainge isn't sitting in his office in Salt Lake City thinking he's going to be a buyer now that the Jazz started 3-1. Like, the 19-win Sixers started 3-0 on their season. Like, the things regress to the mean, and some of the things the Jazz are doing are probably not sustainable at the moment. But you are going to see these teams that believe they have a chance to finish in that bottom three trade away guys, or in the case of guys they want, bench them for the rest of the season. The NBA hates it, but there's nothing that they're going to do about it. The question, it's not new, right? I mean, Oklahoma City sat Al Horford the second half of the season a couple of years ago. They've sat Shai Gilgeous-Alexander seemingly every season that he's been there. The question is not, will teams do it? It's how early our team's going to do it. Will we see a team or teams with the audacity to shut down players before the All-Star break because they want to stumble and lose enough games to get in that bottom three? That's what I'm most interested in seeing. You're going to see some guys traded away, and you're going to see some guys shut down at levels that you've probably never seen before, because, not to make this about Victor, but he is, outside of LeBron, and maybe more than LeBron, the best prospect we've ever seen. He is transformational.
More
and
than LeBron.
Maybe because LeBron coming into the pros was physically remarkable, right? Like, you never saw a high school player that looked like that. But he had some flaws in his game, right? He wasn't a perimeter shooter at that point, and he had a ways to go to become a complete scorer. Wembanyama's out there, you know, shooting a good percentage from three, 7-for-4. He does everything, a little bit of everything right now, at a really high level. And if you're a team like Indiana, Utah, Oklahoma City, San Antonio, a place that doesn't have a prayer of landing a player the caliber of Victor Wembanyama in free agency, you will stomach 3 months of bad basketball and public criticism for the opportunity to get your hand on him.
Have a great weekend, Chris. Thanks for joining us.
You got it, Dan.
That's Chris Mannix. Great NBA writer for Sports Illustrated senior writer. We'll take a break. By the way, DraftKings, take advantage of the NBA tip-off hotline presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Promo code Patrick. Make any $5 bet this week at $200 if your team wins. Phone calls coming up. Troy Aikman next hour here. Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DKHorse.com.
Kicked out. Bouchard had it. Dickinson in his grill. Bouchard fought him off, threw it across. McDavid, beautiful drag move to the net, scores! Hat trick, Connor McDavid! The 12th of his career! And it's 5-4 Edmonton!
Connor McDavid, the go-ahead goal, first player with multiple hat tricks in the first eight games of a season since Alex Ovechkin in 2017. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. That's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. What kind of music are we working there?
I think that's My Bloody Valentine.
Oh, is that it?
If I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shoegaze, Dan. It's called Shoegaze.
Shoegaze. TMZ reporting that Tom Brady, Gisele Bundchen divorce to be filed today. Get some phone calls in here. Kyle in Tampa. Hi, Kyle. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DB. Hey, boys.
Hey.
I was at the game last night, and just, you know, when you take the whole picture, and the team's attitude is different than it was last year. You know, you go from a guy in Bruce Arians who's no risk it, no biscuit, to a guy who just seems to think that, hey, there's a biscuit out there. I'm not saying anybody needs to be fired, but I think, you know, there may be something to that story that we heard about last summer where Bruce Arians would come in and redline through the playbook that Leftwich put together. The attitude just seems different this year.
I agree. Body language bad. And thanks for the phone call. Yeah, you still go back to, you know, Bruce Arians wasn't going to coach. And I was like, does he want to coach? Tom not wanting to coach? Still feels like that's there. Yeah, Paulie.
We've asked to have Bruce Arians on the show multiple times over the past year. And Bruce Arians used to come on probably three times a season. And he hasn't been coming on.
Yeah. Chris in Pittsburgh. Hey, Chris, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Good morning. Happy
morning.
Friday.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here packing up the family, packing up the car, heading to upstate New York to cheer on the Fighting Irish, and I couldn't imagine a better opportunity to throw out a suck it back left, let's go Irish. Have a great weekend.
How about, wait, hold on, Chris.
Here we go. I don't have enough pies coming to me.
You are Mr. Syracuse.
Yeah.
You're favored.
I've got a minimum of like four pies coming to me, including Drew Locke throwing 19 touchdown passes.
All right, so you don't think that the Syracuse Orange
Men are
going to
win? I didn't say that.
No, no, you're not in. They're favored against Notre Dame.
Syracuse should win that game. I don't know if everything has to have a pie on it.
Chris will do a pie. Well, this is, you know, this is your team.
Okay, I'll do, I don't know if he's going to take this. I'll do one pies to two pies. How does that sound? Is that not fair? Because Syracuse is favored.
Wait.
I'm not really being fair there.
No, it's one pie
all right.
And one pie.
Might as well add
Chris,
it to the list.
Chris, you want
to
do that? One pie each?
I'd be happy to.
Okay.
Let's go
I'd be happy
all
to
right.
take
Thank
a
you,
pie.
Chris. All right, safe travels, Chris. It's not that.
I get that.
It's not that difficult.
I know.
Come on. Yeah, see.
You say Syracuse is favored in this game? That's humiliating.
I know.
That is humiliating.
That really should never happen.
Yeah. Mike in Texas. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Hey, boys. Wanted to get with y'all about the Astros and the whole trash can thing back in 2017. And it is what it is. We've kind of gone down the road as far as hearing about it, and they are a good team. But, you know, those players just rent the shirt. We're lifelong fans. I'm 54. There is no other team to root for. So we just, you know, going down the road, we don't have a very good luck against the National League East teams with the Nationals and the Braves. So we'll see what happens in the series. But, you know, we can't change teams if you're a lifelong fan.
Yeah, I know. I understand it. It's like Giants fans who have to defend rooting for Barry Bonds. You know, I get it. It goes along with the territory. Red Sox kind of got away unscathed with their cheating scandal, but you just have to eat it. Like, this is my team, good or bad. And this is attached to the Astros. Astros fans know that the Dodger fans aren't going to let this go. The Yankee fans aren't going to let this go. And you still come back to the same position. At least I do. You guys had such a good team. Why did you feel the need to cheat? That's all. Did you have good teams because you cheated? But then here you are now. Favorites to win the World Series. Al in Atlanta. Hi, Al. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan. Happy Meat Friday.
Yeah.
I'm calling in because I used to actually work at Sweetwater Brewing Company on the bottling and kegging line, and it makes me very proud to know that I may have bottled and or kegged a beer that Fritzy, a not regular drinker, may have imbibed. But I'm here to talk about the World Series. I don't know how anybody who is not in Houston or Texas can root for the Astros. I am a Braves fan, and the Astros cheated to beat two hated Braves rivals, and they're going against another hated Braves rival, but you know for sure I will be sitting there at 8 o'clock tonight with my Woody's cheesesteak rooting on the Phillies because you cannot root for cheaters.
All right. Thank you, Al. I still root for greatness. Watching Verlander, Verlander could be the MVP of the World Series. If you win game one and win game five, he could be the MVP of the World Series if the Astros win. Altuve hasn't played well. Alvarez has been wonderful. He's not the next Barry Bonds. He might be the next Big Poppy. But this is a great team. But the Phillies have that. I mean, they have Bryce Harper, and you probably don't know too many other players. But you are, when they go to Philadelphia, you're going to buy into an experience. Like, when you watch those games, it just feels like there's a college football atmosphere there in Philadelphia. And they are providing big plays, big moments. And it's fun. But they fired their manager 4 months ago. That's where you go, we're not any good. Now we're in the World Series. Amazing, amazing turnaround. It's like, you know, the Celtics last year in January. They were at below average. End up going to the NBA Finals. Final hour coming up. Troy Aikman. A few things to talk to Troy about. More phone calls as well. This Friday, a Meat Friday. Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, yours truly. Final hour, Dan Patrick Show coming up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.